This is Luke Johnson, author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashira, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You may have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux.
Let's start this puppy up.
1 year almost to the day.
In fact. First things first, yes. Happy birthday to this game, or anniversary. The first game, from as Ethan found from the statistics, the first game was run for this Lost Tales of Ashiram, November 15th of 2008. Mm-hmm. Today is November 14th, 2009.
And then it got lost.
What?
And my wife just broke my brain.
He kept talking. I can't get a word in when he talks.
He does that.
Yeah, I'm good at that. That's why I make such a great GM, because I just tell people, no, I'm talking. But, no.
That's okay, so, the rest of us just nap until you're done.
I know. So, happy anniversary to the game. I'm sure there will be at least one happy person out there who will be listening to this. I hope I meet or exceed your expectations with this. So, it's been...
If not, send emails to...
Yes, send emails
sorry,
to...
Did you say to locate file or import file?
Double-click it now.
The
load
3.5?
Yeah. And then there'll be a thing that says click OK. And then it's going to build your user interface. Click the open file. And then you're going to find your file.
Deadlands.
No. That's my character.
Yes. Yeah. If you really want to play his Deadlands character in this game, that's really up to Nathan, but
I don't think
guns and magic will work really well.
There you go.
Well, the magic's a bit harsher in that sense.
Especially with her character. Well, if her character wasn't there.
Her character with a gun would be scary. My character, Connor...
No, we're not taking her character with a gun. We're saying just Connor, in general.
Connor would be like, who the hell are you people?
Ma'am.
Ma'am, I do believe I'm in the wrong location.
I believe I'm in the wrong game. Excuse me. I've wandered into the wrong setting.
Hmm. I must rectify this problem.
So am I done with this?
Pulls out a deck of cards.
His eyes go strange color and he vanishes.
He winces as he draws.
No, you need to save before you pull it out. Save as. Oh, wait, no, it's on your computer. I'm sorry. Yeah, you can hand me my memory stick back. I forgot. I already saved it. When we last left off, having listened to the last recording, because I couldn't remember where we were at, because it had been...
The last time we had a session of this was in June, I believe.
Yeah. June or July. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
It would have been shortly after when Ewan stopped hanging out.
Was it really shortly after that?
Yeah. Because there's several comments throughout the whole thing from various different people saying we'll probably never see her again. Still kind of a bummer, but eh, well.
I don't even remember that. Okay. I remember it. I was asleep.
No, it was a very quick game because Andre was coming in
June,
late.
June 28th was the last game.
So we ran a quick game before they got here. So, when we last left off, you guys were just leaving the Wizard's Tower where you'd gotten an Obscura Stone. An Obscura Stone was a stone that was designed to obscure your whereabouts because people are tracing you. The cultists, these crazy wacky cultists that are after that gemstone that has that outsider in it.
Those wacky cultists.
Yeah, those wacky cultists.
Aren't they from another game?
Yeah, that too.
Yes, they wandered in from the Call of Cthulhu game.
Unfortunately, they like to stay. But
yes, they're not reasonable like, you know, like Connor.
Yeah. Connor would go, I'm terribly sorry, man. I'm in the wrong game today. But you guys are being followed and chased by cultists, as you guys have found out. You made stop on the land and got jumped.
Yeah, we got jumped at the inn, I believe.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes, good. So you guys remember a little bit of the last game. Probably about as much as I do. Death was involved. There were some goblins and some orcs and some more cobbermen. And I still don't think... I don't think you guys actually... Your characters actually know what the goatmen are called yet. I mean, I've said it outside of the game, but I don't know if anybody's actually tried to investigate the bodies and identify what they are, because they're not common in Asheron.
Goatmen.
Yeah, they're the beast guys.
Oh.
They look like goats. They're the things that were going... in the last game.
Okay. Hence the whole goat...
I'm going to go shut the front door so Boris stops howling at the top
door.
Of his lungs. Yeah, he's howling at the door.
He's
out.
He's behind it.
We don't go out that door.
Silence, human!
I have a journal. You have a journal?
Yeah, before you add in XP and
you can also put in game notes and stuff.
Oh, my money is in here.
Yes, your money is in there. Hers is not because I didn't know how to add it because I'm an idiot.
Hmm?
I just did her character
journal
sheet
page.
Yesterday.
Yeah, journal page.
I know that now.
There you go. Not very intuitive, but it's on the journal page.
Yes.
And you can add more journal entries.
Which is awesome.
Wow, I have a lot of money.
I try
yes,
to,
you do.
I try
all of you do. It's like 2,600 something.
I try to at least just add one
more than that.
For each time we play.
Well, that's right, because you're the thief. You keep stealing money.
Because it puts the date on it, too.
Yeah. So.
I mean, yes. 2,000 and something. I
well, you can say that to everybody else. I already know how much you have. I'm the GM.
Yes, this is a D&D game where we actually have money.
Well, yes. This is a casual game. It's not designed to make you guys, you know...
And significantly less dice needed than the last D&D game.
I need to roll 66. For
oh, crap, I'm a mage. Now it's like, oh, I'm a fighter. I just need these.
You need
four dice.
A D6, a D8, D20.
Give me a good one.
I will give you whatever I find.
The other one's a good one.
You can.
You guys have seen role models, right?
Yeah.
Oh
good
my
movie.
Gosh.
They do a Kanar. There's a Kanar thing in it.
I saw that in the trailer. Can't say that it's high on my list of things to see.
Oh, it's funny.
It's amusing.
It's really funny.
Well, you know.
He goes off on Starbucks.
There's the Tudors.
There.
I've been watching.
Hand those over to Ray.
Now I'm watching Babylon 5.
Again.
I painted my die.
Yes, I did. I got my Ethan funk all over them.
I
marked them with my spore.
Wow.
What more to say after that? Good night, everybody. Last game!
Woohoo!
Record!
Awesome.
6 minutes, 57 seconds.
Damn. Alright. Well, somewhere around here, I think in the back room, are the critical hit cards. So... Talk amongst yourselves. You guys are outside the tower. You're about a day and a half away from where the boat is. And
it seems like it took months to get here.
Certainly did, didn't
you
it?
You mean from that building right up there?
Yes. Felt like it took months to walk down those stairs.
There we still.
It was a hard hill. We had to go around a lot of things.
And there was a lake in the way, and then there was that trip to the North Pole and back, and... You know.
And the sheer cliff drop. I mean, I only have so much rope.
I know.
I only have 50 feet.
Yep. Climb down 50 feet, then we climb down 50 feet, and then we'd have to lower you down again, and then we just repeat that for the next
you know, 400,000 feet that we had to go. I was amazed. 400,000 foot mountain. You know?
Yeah, she's going to write a song about it.
We actually, you know, popped out on the other side of the planet and, you know, went to the other side of the ravine and then climbed back up to our side of the planet.
Well, that's one way to go around.
Yes. It was the fastest way.
We're not in the boat yet, are we?
But at least that's what our Garmin said.
No, we're not in the boat yet. I suppose we could go to the boat while the GM's not here, and then he can't jump us on the way.
That's true. So we're at the boat.
We're at the boat. We have climbed aboard.
We're at the boat, and we've made it to our destination.
Yep.
Oh, and we found what we were looking
for. Oh, look, there's Chimera. Chimera goes, oh, let me take that. Let me deal with that gem. Poof, it's a bunny. Now we'll give you all uber magic artifacts. Here you go.
Yes. And what level are we now?
And you are now level 400.
Yes.
You are now gods. Game over.
All right. Start packing up.
Whew. Okay.
That was a hard game.
I know. Wow.
I mean, I didn't roll a single d20.
Yeah. I didn't roll a single natural 20 in this whole session.
I know.
This is a fun game.
We always have fun.
This is the new interpretive, you know.
All I can say is, fuck. I can't find the cards.
What cards?
It's okay, we're done.
Yeah, we just finished the game.
Yeah.
We sailed across, we sailed where we're going, and game.
Touch Chimera.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you were, you know, I decided to take over while you were back there, just to make things easier for you.
You are a crappy GM, you know that?
Well, you know, I didn't have anything really prepared, so,
Fly by the seat of his pants.
Yahtzee!
I'm sure Yahtzee would have a lot to say about your GMing capabilities.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd have lots about our games in general.
But, anyways, so, yes, it's
now that we've woken up from that terrible nightmare.
It seems it has taken months to get to where you're at.
Down those stairs and outside.
Yeah. Well, actually, you guys never actually went inside the tower. The merchant went to the tower and haggled for the gemstone, the obscure stone, for you. You actually had no say in it, because...
If you say so. I don't remember. I've had Spanish class since then, so, you know, it's been replaced.
We've all slept many times since then, but I actually went and listened partially to the recordings, so I have a rough idea where we're at.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, I'd do that if I could fit it into my my audiobook, you know, Storm of Swords.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No. Could you please not do that? That might break the chair. These chairs are not exactly the best chairs.
My bad.
Thank you. They're crappy chairs.
My bad. All right.
Last thing I need to see you do is lean back and have the chair go...
I've had that happen before.
Albeit, it would be funny as hell to watch it happen.
It was in one of my own chairs.
Yeah. As funny as it would be to watch it happen, it would be very disappointing because those chairs are like $135 to replace, and they suck. Anyways, so, you guys are about a day and a half out from the town that we didn't have a name for. Ethan named it as, like, Smeh.
Smeh, Bill.
He named it Smeh, if I remember correctly. So you guys have... you have a little over a day to make it back, because the boat leaves.
Onward and upward.
So we're, what, 3 days away?
No, you're a day and a half away.
Oh, okay. From the boat?
From the boat, and you guys have a little bit over a day to make it back before the boat leaves without you.
So we run.
So we hustle.
Yes.
With our horses?
You can hustle the horses.
The horses run.
Why don't we get on them then?
Well, we will be.
Well, of course you get on them.
No, we have to keep up with them on foot. We don't want to be unfair to the horses.
Yeah, they only move, what is it, 1.5 times the speed of you guys or whatnot? Yeah.
More than that.
Keep up with it.
Human
can move, what is it, 18 miles in a day. A horse can do 27?
24, I think.
24? Hustle
it's
does the times.
Ridiculous.
Hustle does the times two, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys hustle, you could make it back in a day. But
then we should.
So we're hustling.
Yeah. Which means
we're dancing.
Hustle.
We're dancing now.
Which means I need ride checks from all of you because you're actually attempting to do something other than just standardly ride the horse.
Ride checks.
You don't have ride, do you?
Do the hustle.
Plus two.
Oh, lucky. All right.
Nat 20.
Oh, wait.
Mark it.
Depends on what the speed is of the horses.
Hold on a second.
Horses speed.
Light horses.
I'm not sure I know how to read this. 60
feet.
Let me see.
This says I don't have ride, but this says I do.
Well, the thing is, there are certain skills that you can do untrained, and this is one of them. So you just take your base dex modifier, which is a plus two.
Okay.
So you add plus two. Weird.
Okay. So what am I rolling?
A d20. A light horse
that's
or
not
or
a d20. That's
a light horse or a light
that's
war
d10.
Horse.
D20 is the yellow one.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, this is the biggest one.
If all of our horses are loaded down with stuff, if it's between 150 21. And 690 pounds, they can go 32 miles a day. And then hustle is times two.
Okay. What's 19 plus two? Oh, is that? Oh, you already added two? Okay, that's good enough. All right, Ethan, make a check. 66 miles will definitely get you guys there in a day.
I hope.
But you're also going to be riding through the night, so I'll need endurance checks from everybody to make sure you don't pass out.
That would be a 20, but not a natural 20.
That's fine.
Endurance.
Yep, endurance. It's just a straightforward. It's just a straight constitution check. Roll a d20 and add your con modifier to it. Unless you have the skill endurance or the feat endurance. If you have the feat endurance, it doesn't matter.
Where does that say?
It would be a feat. It'd be on the second page. I don't think you have endurance.
I have toughness.
Toughness doesn't matter.
21 on my con.
I got a 5.
You got a 5?
Yes. I'll just roll because I can't find anything.
Okay. Just add your con modifier to it.
You probably don't have it. 22.
Well, you two are fine. You guys look back and realize, as you guys are hustling, she's going off the horse backwards. She's falling asleep.
You are?
Yeah. She got a 5.
Oh. We can leave her.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
do I fall off the horse?
Well, what we can do, if one of us starts falling asleep, I'll tie the reins to my horse, basically.
Okay.
And let her sleep.
So she's asleep on the horse. And you guys make
I'm a soldier!
Well, that's true.
I'm used to
horse marches. I have mounted combat.
Doesn't matter.
I just can't stay awake. I'll kick your ass if we ever fight mounted.
I think he's got mounted combat, too.
Nope.
Oh, you're a foot soldier, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, early in the morning, with her...
I am your fearless leader.
Actually, I think the fearless leader right now is Ethan.
Yes, our fearless leader is sleeping.
I am fearless.
Giant spider drops out of the tree on the horse in front of you.
I run like a little girl.
Suddenly you're not so fearless.
I wet myself.
Spiders aren't supposed to be that big.
No, they're not. This is D&D. Spiders get huge. There are spiders that are larger than people in this game. You think you have problems with tiny spiders? You should see some of the spiders in here. They're like Texan spiders. Everything gets larger in Texas.
Why is that?
Hmm?
Why are all the bugs larger in Texas? Warmer weather.
Huge, wide open space. Warm temperatures. Abundant food supplies.
And everyone lives somewhere warm. Hmm?
Damp.
It's not very damp.
Well, it can be. By the water.
Mm-hmm. We're riding.
Yes, early in the morning you guys finally make it back to town.
Oh, okay.
Exhausted. Her asleep.
Dude, I feel really refreshed when I wake up.
Technically, I should say, as you guys are riding into town, you notice that you're getting close to town by the reddish-orange glow on the horizon.
Please tell me the boat's still there.
The boat might still be there, it just might be on fire. Whether or not it's, like, you know, floating anymore is an entirely different question.
I can sail a fiery boat.
You don't have sailing.
I can pretend.
Anyways, you guys rush into town. The town is, of course, ablaze. There are dead bodies.
If she's not awake, I'll wake her up.
What?
Dead bodies everywhere.
What do you do?
Or
now, correct me if I am wrong, m'lady, but this wasn't like this when we left, right?
I don't know. It could have been. I wasn't paying attention.
No,
well, that's why I'm asking her.
As you guys,
she's still got her wine, right?
As you guys,
everything's fine. I've got it right here.
As you ride into town, you come towards the center of the town. In the middle of the town, there's the fountain that was there before. And sadly, stapled to the fountain with several arrows is the old man, who was the tailor who helped you guys replace your clothes, with a short sword in his hand. And he died defending the town. As you move down towards the docks, the boat is gone. No sign that it was sunk, No sign that it was destroyed. It's gone.
Obviously, what happened
was is they saw the attack start to happen, and they tucked their tail between their legs like cowardly sailors that they are.
Cut their moorings and got the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah. Before they became a casualty as well.
I would have done the same thing.
Me too.
Unfortunately, you guys are 15 days sailing speed in the middle of the wilderness away.
Good thing we have a ranger.
From Chimera. No, you don't. She was kidnapped off the boat.
Damn it.
I think it's safe.
I can swim. And I don't know about my horse.
In the Snake River. Make that knowledge geography check for me, would you please?
It's not exactly like swimming across the pond.
Is that knowledge nature?
Yes. Sure. Do a knowledge nature check for me.
Okay.
On the idea of swimming in the Snake River.
15.
You would make a very nice tasty snack for the river serpents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, swimming is not a good idea. That's why the boats are so large.
You swim and I'll walk on top of it.
Then you'll make a double eye snack for the river serpents.
Yeah, have you seen my armor?
It's just, give me your money first so it doesn't weigh you down.
Well, as long as we know which direction we're going. Is there anything we can salvage? Any people left?
Yeah, let's...
Everybody's dead. The whole town has been ransacked.
We should go through the town and see, you know...
See what
we can piece together. One, obviously, we want to see if there are any survivors, salvage anything, and then probably deal
Make
with burying
checks.
The dead.
Bury.
Search checks.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with the dead. Who knows, if we leave this town just as this is, it's going to come back
16.
To haunt us. So...
Okay.
15.
20.
Natural. Mark it.
Oh, I got a 20 earlier.
A natural?
On the knowledge.
That's yeah. What?
Or wait, 100? No, not the knowledge. Yeah. Something else.
100?
I don't have a pink.
Yeah, it's 100. Just mark your sheet.
Thank you.
Here.
Where do I mark it?
I got it.
Pink.
Oh.
Just put a line somewhere on one of your character sheets to mark your natural 20s and one area to mark the natural ones.
Right.
All right, Ethan. Underneath a bunch of boards from a destroyed building, you find a single soul survivor. He's bleeding to death as you find him. As the life is slowly fading from his eyes. This is your
I got potion. If you come find me.
Actually, I still have potions, so I will give him a cure light potion.
Okay.
And then call to them, obviously. I'll try to get their attention.
He stops bleeding, the wounds heal shut, as is the magic miracle of the magic of Cure Light Wounds.
I'll come
he gasps
running.
And said, they came in the dark. I never even saw them.
Who?
The raiders. That's all he says, and then he passes out. You, as you search, the thing that you find interesting is you don't find any bodies of whatever attacked at all.
Oh,
there's so no bodies of whatever.
They all survived.
So either
they all survived or they took their dead with them.
They took their dead with them, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. What is your roll, hon?
15.
You find pretty much all of the goods that would be usable in traveling, all the food stores and stuff, have all been either destroyed or soiled or damaged in some way, shape, or form. The well, they dumped bodies in the well to keep the water from being usable. The food supplies look like they've been either burned or had fecal matter thrown on them to soil them. Whoever did this raid wanted to make sure that there was nothing usable. All the weapons are destroyed
sort
or shattered.
Of knowledge we can roll to see from what was left what it was that was here?
No. You have no clue. And unfortunately, the guy who survived...
Against them? Is that
how did these people die? How were they killed?
Okay, that's going to need a knowledge nature check.
It's all you.
Okay.
What, how did they die?
Yeah.
What killed them?
Yeah, was
what'd
it
you roll,
seven?
One? Is that with your bonus?
Yes. No clue.
Wow, these people were rended and torn apart by giant, massive claws and fangs.
I insist they were eaten by dragons.
Dragons.
There hasn't been a reported dragon in 200 years.
Well, obviously, they came here.
This is where they were.
They were obviously weren't looking here, were they?
No, they weren't. But
let's get on with burying the dead people. So we can get out of this dragon and beast area.
We're burying all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, you're a soldier. Do you want to take a double check on those wounds? Just make a look, just an intelligence check.
16.
You didn't even roll.
It was spinning.
You said it just as it stopped.
Yeah, those wounds are not, obviously not claw and teeth wounds. Those are weapon wounds. They were killed by people with weapons or monsters with weapons. So, you guys go ahead and bury the dead, unfortunately.
What's going on?
Pointy thing, snapping. Now you guys are doing that, I unfortunately have to use the restroom. So, sit back, relax, pause the recording, chat among yourselves, or keep it recording and, you know...
Finish the game again?
Go ahead and pause it.
Right. So, you guys spend half the day burying the bodies of the dead.
Okay, time to eat.
Want to eat after that? Wow.
She's a rogue.
Yeah.
Slash bard.
Alrighty then, we're not eating the bodies. It's not going to happen. So, just put that out of your mind already.
Gone.
Oh, she's very good at wiping her mind.
Why, she is.
Anyways. So, the sole survivor doesn't wake up the whole rest of the day. You guys are stuck in the burned and charred remains of this town.
Well,
we should wait for him.
Wasn't this after we walked? We
should try to, like I said, try to salvage what we can. Like try to, you know, put together some soft spot for him to be. You know, if he's obviously since he's injured. And then
you find
I'll probably be the one who's busy burying the dead.
I'll help. I have to pray for them.
Yeah, she's actually been sleeping, so she's actually the most well rested of you people.
Well, it wouldn't be gentlemanly if I didn't, you know, dirty my hands doing such things.
Yeah. You guys find some blankets and some quilts and stuff around the town and the burning building and the burnt remains of the buildings that aren't too terribly charred or horribly gory. Mm-hmm. To put on the ground to
let them out. The thing about smallpox, these are not.
While we're doing that, you should probably stay with this guy.
Got it.
Make another fortitude check for me.
A what?
Take your constitution bonus, add it to a d20 roll.
Don't eat it.
Oh, what does it say?
8. 3. You had a 3.
3?
5.
Yeah, you guys come back after burying the dead, and she's like standing next to him, like leaning up against something completely out.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Sheer exhaustion just finally took over, and you just...
That's fine. I'm sure I'm getting exhausted at this point after digging graves and being up for up all night.
You're going to make a fortitude check.
Fortitude or con?
It would be a con check, I'm sorry.
17.
Yeah. You're exhausted and fatigued, but you're not passed out yet.
But I am very tired.
Mm-hmm. And the gentleman has not woken up yet, so.
You're cooking dinner?
I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah. You passed out. I guess I'm cooking dinner. Boiled rations it is.
Boiled rations? Just regular rations.
I thought they might want something hot to eat, you know.
After seeing all the burnt flesh.
Mm. Yep.
So, you finally take a rest. You can come to and the sun is setting. Probably a good 4 hours, 5 hours later.
Oh.
She's still out, and she's cooking rations. Cleanse your palate.
Was that old?
Yeah.
So your rations are...
Do you have the cooking skill?
No, of course not.
Yeah, they're nasty.
I was experimenting.
She took beef jerky and tried to boil it.
23 on a bluff check. They're wonderful.
His eyes are watering.
Because I'm going to make them every night.
Ah. Fabulous. I look forward to it.
Oh, thank goodness I'm so sleepy.
She probably tells me it's gross.
The prisoner? Prisoner. The soul survivor.
Yes, the prisoner. we've bound him and have him at sword point.
Yes.
Ah, how dare you survive!
The soul survivor.
You're obviously a warlock.
Yes. A lich. The soul survivor finally starts to stir.
Is he stirring my pot?
No.
Yes, he just sits up. Well, that was my turn.
Sorry.
Alrighty.
Right, he starts to stir, and he slowly rolls over into a sitting position. And the first thing you notice when he opens his eyes is something you didn't notice before is he's obviously blind. Which would be why he didn't see what happened.
Hello?
I'll go fetch some water for him.
We're still in the town. I can guess from the smell.
We were waiting for you to wake up.
I'll go fetch a water skin. Bring it back to him. Here's some water. Still, keep still.
And
you're
I have
still
some,
very weak.
Have some food if you'd like.
Everyone's like, oh, I can't see.
No, no.
Thank you. I can eat.
I'll hand it to him, you know, and take his hand. Here it is. There you go. I'm sure you know how to feed to drink.
He knows how to eat and feed himself. He knows how to drink and feed himself.
Am I awake?
Why don't you make a con check there for me?
Oh my gosh, 7.
No, you're still asleep.
Okay.
Did you pour some water on her?
Yep.
You wake up. You get splashed with very cold water.
What are you doing?
Have these freak rainstorms.
What?
I don't know.
I punch him in the face.
Ow!
You're used to it.
You know she gets violent.
I...
But thank you for waking her up.
No problem.
What are we eating?
Here, try some.
What is that?
All that digging has ruined this shirt. Ruined it.
I experimented.
I'm sure you took your shirt off before you started digging.
Still.
Yeah.
Then he put it back on without cleaning first.
Well, I'm not going to go wash in the well water.
Or the fountain.
Or the fountain.
Dead bodies in it.
I guess I can't.
That's just uncleanly.
And sure as hell can't clean yourself in the river.
Oh, you know what people do in rivers?
It's not that. It's swimming in the river invites river serpents.
That too. That's the minor concern. But you know what people do in the river?
You know what fish do in the river?
Survive.
You. You know the old saying, don't shit where you eat? Fish apparently have never heard that saying.
Well, how are they going to get out of the water to go to the bathroom?
They can hold their breath.
They evolve.
Yes.
Hold on, I gotta pee. Gotta grow some legs.
But not, but not in Kansas. Anyway.
That's right.
Blasphemy.
Yep.
Fish don't have legs. So he's awake.
Yes. He drinks almost the entire water skin and finally stops, hands back the water skin. I thank you for saving my life, although I highly doubt it will really do me any good.
What's your name?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Jorsten.
Jorsten. Oh, my name is Angram.
Oh, sorry. I wanted her to eat my food and she's not eating it. I'm preoccupied.
You know, name eat is? It, eat it. She's going, no, no.
My name
Angram's in the background going.
My name is Anya, and you're coming with us.
Well, we can't very well leave you here.
No, I can't rightly fend for myself.
Where is the nearest town from here?
In which direction?
Know? Well,
that way.
Do you know of the nearest town from here?
The nearest town from here is a half a day's ride to the west. You guys are going north.
But we could take you to a town.
But we could take him half a day's ride. Unless, were we able to find any, did we find any tracks or anything like that? I don't think any of us really can track very well.
No one here has track. Well, the person who has track, oh, if only you had a ranger.
If only...
What can you tell us about what happened?
I don't know much. Suddenly the town bell started going off, which is an indication of a raid.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually, early in the season, there's orc raids and goblin raids. Not normally this late in the season do we have any problems.
Was anyone saying whether they were coming by land or sea?
No. All I heard was screaming.
So it was all sudden.
It happened very quickly.
What about other sounds? And
then I heard
battle.
I heard a cracking sound. And that's all I remember.
Cracking.
Until you found me.
A loud cracking sound?
Yes, a loud cracking sound. He was covered with a beam of a building that was falling apart.
Oh.
He was pinned. He was being crushed to death, what was happening when Engram found him.
So how long ago did this happen? Can you tell?
I have no way of telling time.
Yeah.
Well, are you...
Can you tell us about what time of day it happened? Was it close to dinner time? Well, was it close to supper?
It was at night. It had to be at night because I had already bedded down.
Right. So it was most likely it was late. A late sudden attack. Well.
All right.
Whoever did it, they're not here now. We're not sure where, in which direction they've gone. I would say if it is a standard raiding party, they would probably head, after doing this, they'd either head back to their base of operations, or they'd move on to the next closest town, which would be to the west.
Well, what knowledges do you have? Do you have knowledge local?
Arcana, history, local, and nature.
Make a knowledge local check for me, please. Anybody that has knowledge local can make a knowledge local check.
That doesn't count. 6, 11.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, this does fit the standard rating.
So
options for the local areas. So yeah, they would probably either go back to their lair or they'd move on to another town to raid.
Mm-hmm.
So should we head to the west then?
I believe that would be the most prudent.
Well,
I've never heard your
Grier go off before.
Yeah.
Well, no. If they are continuing on to their nearest town, it's apparent that they didn't linger too long here. Because
but that town might need help if
they
are there.
Because you're still alive. So they left. They hit quickly and obviously they didn't linger. I'd be afraid that they're going to, if they're going to continue raiding, they'd go to the nearest town to the west, and we'd want to go north or south, since we're heading north anyway. How far is the nearest town to the north, do you know?
About 8 days by boat.
Well,
do you know? Do you have
that doesn't leave
us
much
geography?
No.
No, I'm talking to her.
Is it called geography?
It's a knowledge.
Either way, she has bardic knowledge.
Yeah. Make a bardic knowledge check.
Even if she doesn't have the skill, she has bardic knowledge,
which is like a +2.
That one.
No,
it's a feat.
Eight. I don't have a good die.
Yeah, we'll hand it here. I'll trade you out then. Yeah, the train. You know, the train around here is fairly stable. If it's 8 days by boat, that's going against the current. You guys could probably make it in 3 days by horse.
What do you think?
I don't like me, so it'll hopefully like you better than it likes me.
Yes, much better.
He is liking her better.
Just wants the touch of a woman. Huh? Typical die. Traitor!
Oh, my.
What about to the south?
The nearest town to the south is Letrasil.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you guys came from. It's 15 days away. By boat.
Right.
And you know for a fact the pass that way is horrid.
Would be, yes.
You guys went through
Colder's
Pass to get here.
Well, our options are to head to head west for the half a day's ride to this other town, or try to head north. I would say heading west is probably our best option then, just given distances. And
I agree.
We need to get someplace not here.
And the town to the west is Sharon. The town to the north,
we get to Sharon,
is Bolcan.
And we can at least, if they haven't been hit yet, we can warn them about possible raider activity. See what they know.
Perhaps we'll run into these.
And yes, we could just come upon Sharon, and it could be like this. In which case, we turn north.
Okay, let's pack up and head out.
Well, let's. We all need some rest first.
Oh, come on. I had plenty of sleep.
Me too. We can rest.
You can sleep in the saddle. Okay, fine. Stop giving me that look. You're such a baby.
Watches?
I'll watch first.
First watch? Okay.
Yeah.
He's got second watch?
I'll take second.
He'll take third.
Since somebody needs to sleep.
I will take third watch.
All right. First watch. Okay. You hear lots of snapping and crackling sounds and the sounds of obviously wild animals moving around town looking for food. Not just for food, but looking for bodies.
No, she's got food. She's got her bow out. Do you have a bow?
Yes, I do.
Anything she's that shooting the poor
wolves. Wolves are like, dead body. She's like, food!
Meat! Meat!
Suddenly the movie is this game is degraded into Dragonheart. Anyways, this just animal sounds. You don't hear or see anything other than animals. So that wonderful, you know, kind of heat vision effect that you have from your elven lineage really helps. But yeah, no, nothing happens. So second watch. You wake her up. You're like, your turn.
Get up.
And of course you go to bed.
Which watch is the blind man taking?
That was so horrible.
He's taking fourth watch while you guys are riding the horses. Okay.
So we'll sleep on the horses while he's watching. He can guide us.
As he leads you guys. I thought the blind leading the dumb. Right. Okay. So, second watch. I need you to make listen checks for me.
All of us?
What do you think I have?
No, you're asleep.
Well, you said listen checks.
I need you to make a listen check.
3!
Natural 1?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't hear anything.
I'm cleaning my sword.
Thinking about cooking some more jerky.
I'm thinking of new experiments.
Hardtack and water make salt water.
I thought I do the cooking from the
farm. You go eat the horse feed. Horse is like, fuck you, dude, that's my food. Get your own.
I guess, but I have opposable thumbs now.
Yes. And
therefore, I win.
Not least, Ethan. Your watch. Your watch seems to go uneventfully. Ethan, your watch. I need you to make a listen check.
13.
Okay. You hear something off to the east of camp. Down by where the river is, you hear it sounds like voices. Several in very hushed tones, but you can't quite make out what language it is or where exactly from that direction they're coming from.
All right. I will go ahead and wake the bard up, because I know she has a bit better vision.
What?
Shh. I do believe I hear voices down by the river.
Do I listen?
Yeah, do a listen check.
Then I'll go wake her up, quietly.
10.
Yeah, you hear what sounds like voices down that way by the river.
Do I listen, Mr. Wanting to Sleep? You're waking me up.
Voices, down by the river.
I don't hear it.
Where's my language thing?
Languages?
Trust me.
You're on the second page.
Ears like a hawk.
What do you hear?
Do I do a language check?
Well, yeah, make a language check. You have a plus two, plus intelligence, so you have a plus four.
Oh.
To see if you can identify the language.
I have a plus four.
Yeah, because you have speak additional languages with a plus two.
Plus one.
Well, it's technically you have 2 points in it.
She could just use her bardic knowledge for that.
Yeah, that too.
Because really, that speak language is just the extra language she learned.
Yeah. 17.
17? Yeah, it sounds draconic, which means it could be river folk, it could be kobolds, it could be some of the northern orcs speak draconic. It could be a dragon.
Well, it could be just about anyone.
Couldn't be just about anybody. Not a whole lot of people speak draconic.
All right, well.
Me up for this.
Is the moon out tonight?
Yes.
Okay, well.
You guys going to try to...
I'll try to get close and see what's going on. See who these people are.
Okay. Make a move silently check.
17.
Damn, really?
17.
Damn, okay. Well, okay.
Move silently.
Moving silently. Unfortunately, they still hear you. The voices stop.
Right.
Make a spot check.
19.
Yeah. you sit there, the voices stop, and you stop and start looking around, and you see coming from over here a shadowy figure, obviously trying to sneak up on you. First thing you notice is that the blade is ash covered. It's blackened to keep it from glinting in the moonlight. But he's obviously not moving stealthily enough to avoid detection. His buddy, however,
that's okay. I toss a thunderstone at him.
Oh, make it a hit check. Remember, it's dark, so you do have a penalty to hit because of the low light conditions.
It's a thrown attack, so it's ranged.
And it's a minus two because of the low light conditions, which you actually don't suffer because you have low light vision. But the humans, unfortunately, are going, crap, it's dark.
That would be 19, then. Minus two, 17.
Yeah. What's that do? That stuns for D6 rounds. They have to make a fortitude check, right?
Ooh, let me find out. I always have to look up that crap. There we go. All right, lovely thunderstone. When it strikes a hard surface, it creates a deafening bang that is treated as a sonic attack. Each creature within a 10-foot radius spread makes a DC 15 fortitude save or is deafened for one round. The deafened creature, in addition to the obvious effect, takes a minus 4 on initiative, has 20% chance to miscast, and loses any spell with a verbal component that it tries to cast. Since you don't need to hit a specific target, you can simply aim at a particular 5-foot square at the AC 5. So yeah.
Yeah. Wham! You guys hear the loudest bang you've ever heard, and a shout.
Oh no!
And that shape drops his sword and grabs his ears, and you hear a gasp off to his right. But you can't see where that came from.
I am armed.
Are you looking at... Stop that.
Hey, that is not what I looked up. It's just there.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking for a picture from my character.
Mm. And there was a naked person.
There were two naked people. That has nothing to do with what I looked up. That's a little bit
okay.
Better. Except I don't have a naked butt. I'm armed and waiting for whatever attack is eventually coming.
From down by the river... You hear a boom, and you watch as something shoots a signal flare up into the sky.
Run! Poof!
The whole area is brightly illuminated. There is what appears to be a half-elf clasped with his hands over his ears, and he's blinking rapidly. And to his right, about 5 feet behind him, is a halfling whose ears are bleeding. And that's all you can see at the moment. And I need initiative checks. They're both cursing, by the way, by this point. Rather loudly, because they can't hear.
Do we add anything to this?
Yeah. There's a little box that says initiative. On it.
Oh my gosh.
Did you roll a one?
Yes.
Well, we're going slow.
Three.
Hey, I got a 3-2.
I'm standing here going,
What's your dex?
What do we do?
Your dex is probably higher than mine, huh?
Your dex?
Let's see.
Plus two.
Yeah, you go before me.
Let's see. Rothgar. Where did I get Rothgar from?
I have no idea. Engram Rothael.
Engram.
Rothgar. I was wondering what you were
I am Rothgar,
about.
King of the Hill People.
That's exactly what it is, but...
See what came up this time, honey?
What the hell are you looking up?
Maybe that's a position. Is that a position?
The female warrior?
Yeah.
That doesn't look like a position to me.
What did you put in FEM?
Female warrior.
Female warrior, and it came up with a woman in the upper position. I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Warrior is a position in yoga.
That's what I knew it was.
Warrior is
a position
in yoga, but it's not a position in sex.
Not that position.
It's not a position in the Kama Sutra. I have seen the Kama Sutra. Anya, what'd you get?
3. We both had 3s.
Engram?
21.
He is getting the hell out of there.
And Mana got a 3. Okay. On a mighty 21, Ethan goes first.
All right, draw my foil, and move into the one that has that dropped his blade.
The half elf. Okay.
And put my sword to his throat.
That's it.
That's pretty much my action. Yeah.
Okay.
Because drawing and moving and basically doing all that. So. Sword.
What? Okay. I'm
going to question you.
I'm going to try to, you know, maneuver myself so this guy's okay. Between me and the halfling. Okay. You know.
Your turn. You go next.
What am I running down there?
Well, the whole area is illuminated now with a bright red glow from the flare fired from the river.
You can make it.
And I wouldn't actually draw my foil. It'd be kind of ridiculous. I'd be drawing my dagger.
Okay.
Because the foil is a pointy tip. Yeah.
You still stab in the throat. Click.
No, I'm mainly aiming to, you know, have a hostage.
Right.
I don't know what I'm rolling for.
So, you
draw your weapon and move down towards where he's at? Okay.
Yes. Do you want to attack? He's pretty much threatening.
Yeah. Ethan's threatening.
Well, I'm running down there.
Okay. So
threatening, not killing.
Yep. So now it's Anya. What are you doing, Anya?
I will actually go to the other person who's rolling around on the ground.
He's not rolling around
on the
ground.
His ears are bleeding.
Yeah.
What's he doing? What is that particular person doing?
He's just kind of, His ears are bleeding, and he's got, obviously his ears are ringing. But aside from that, he doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Then I will go to him and remove his weapon.
Are you going to try to grab his weapon? Okay, I need a grapple check.
Well, no, that's not exactly what I wanted to do.
Are you trying to
remove his weapon? You're doing a contested grapple check.
Okay. Yeah,
trying to disarm.
So it's going to be in a -4 because of the distance you had to move to get to him.
14.
You do not hit his AC. He's a halfling. Yeah, you miss. Now it's their turn. The halfling, seeing you trying to attack him, proceeds to attempt to stab you in the kneecaps. What's your armor class?
19.
Okay. Well, one, it's a threat. It's not a crit. But he does manage to stab you for 7 points of damage. The half-elf, who you have your dagger to his, through his throat, does this. And a punch dagger pops up out of his sleeve, and he attempts to stab downwards at you.
Okay.
Does a 23 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. That does a d4. He does 7 points of damage to you. He's got a lot of oomph behind that swing, you notice. And that's the end of the round.
Okay.
Pause.
Go to the top. Sorry, I'm writing some more information in. Okay, back to the top. 21, Engram.
All right, so he's... stabbed me in the leg.
No, he stabbed you in the shoulder, actually. Because he was like this, and he went, bam!
Okay.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed. Now